All right, welcome, Coco. I'll just start with the first question, then just raise your hand. Coco, welcome back to Stuttgart. How are you feeling ahead of the tournament? How's the practices been so far?
Yeah, I'm really happy to be back here in Stuttgart. I feel like I've been practicing pretty well. And yeah, hopefully you can have a good week here.
How those last few weeks were for you in terms of the transition from hard court to clay court, and if you changed anything compared to the previous seasons?
Yeah, this year has been a little bit more smoother because I didn't play Billie Jean King Cup this year, so I didn't have to do the quick turnaround from R to clay. So I feel like I had more time to prepare. But yeah, that's the only thing that's been different since last year, just a schedule change. But yeah, I think I feel better having more time. But obviously, Billie Jean King Cup is important, so I think I just kind of choose which ties I decide to play. We have so much depth in the American game that we don't always need me or, you know, our top players to be able to get through a tie.
Just on that, I mean, do you think you'll be in Seville if you're, you know, there or thereabouts in terms of your ranking, etc.?
I mean, it's obviously on the calendar, but it just depends on schedule again, and you know how the end of the year goes. Last year I didn't do the Billie Jean King Cup finals, but I definitely love competing and I love playing, and I definitely am excited about our new captain, Lizzie Davenport. So I can't tell you yes or no right now, but we'll see later in the season.
Just a question regarding the Billie Jean King Cup. Billie Jean King Cup finals. Do you think it's going to be an issue, the logistics situation between Saudi Arabia and Seville?
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be an issue, just with the dates and obviously playing on two different parts of the world. So it's nothing new. It's been like that for the last couple of years. When I played in Fort Worth and had to go to Glasgow, that was tough transition. So I think it's always going to be an issue until they're in the same continent, which won't be for a long time probably.
Okay, let's sort of have a look at today, but also your last 12 months. I remember a year ago you telling me that I was asking you about your preferred surface, and you're like, well, I had good results on all the surfaces. And I also asked, you know, maybe which one are you going to win a slam on? This was a year ago. Obviously, you've now achieved that.
What did I say?
I can tell you exactly.
I would have said clay, right? Or no?
You were in a good mood at the time. It was the beginning of the clay court season, so it was, like I say, about a year ago. And you said, I don't know. I'm optimistic about the clay court season. I mean, you had a good French Open, I would say, but maybe less so in Madrid. And and then, of course, you achieved at least that ambition in New York.
Yeah.
What I want to know is now, where are we at now with Coco, and particularly regarding this clay court season?
Yeah, I think clay and hard are definitely my favorite surfaces. I can play well on all of them depending on how I show up to a tournament, honestly. But for the clay court season this year, I'm really optimistic. Obviously, the goal is to win a French Open, but that's every, you know, season of any top player. I mean, your goal should be to try to win the big tournament. But I'm not looking at French Open right now. I'm focused on Stuttgart, and you know, I want to win, try to win Madrid or Rome or here, just because I can't remember the last time I won a clay court title was like a couple years ago, if I'm not mistaken. So I kind of want to just get a recent clay title under my belt. So any other ones along the next couple weeks would be nice. But yeah, I'm always feeling confident about myself, especially after US Open. I can be a contender semifinal in Australia, losing to Irina, who end up winning. So I feel like I'm definitely a contender in all the tournaments. And it just comes down to the crunch time moments and who can perform better.
Still regarding the work that you have done in the last couple of weeks, I read that you should have added another person to your team, probably a known face, like you knew him already.
Yep.
Was it easy to connect him again with him, and how is the work doing at the moment?
Yeah, I added John Christoph, is what I call him, JC, to my team, and I started with him when I was 14. He was with me with that incredible run at Wimbledon, and it actually wasn't either of our choices to stop working together. He was having visa issues and couldn't get into the U.S. for like a long time, a couple years. So once he got that all figured out, and it became a perfect opportunity to, and the timing worked, to be back together. I knew when we had stopped, I always wanted to go back to him when all of that stuff got sorted. So the timing worked where I was looking for someone, and we worked well together. So I'm really excited to be back with him. And it's nice to have someone on my team that knows me since I was young and knows me well. So I'm really, really excited to have him back on the team. Yeah, it's good. And I'm glad that, you know, the government let us be together again.
Again, sort of just looking at that unbelievable sort of sequence of events leading up to New York. You had a really early exit in Wimbledon, if I remember rightly. Did you feel anything like after Wimbledon? Like, oh, I don't know why, but even though you had a bad result on the grass there, you had a feeling that something big was building. And I have one other, which is, do you have one of the three that you haven't won that's the one I would really want to win one day?
Yeah, after Wimbledon, I was feeling terrible. So I was like, I just need to get through the rest of the year mentally and try to push through. And my eyes were set on Australia and trying to win that. And then, I don't know, like, everything happened in the hardcore season. DC happened. Then Cincinnati happened. And, you know, even though, like, people were saying I was contender, you know, all this analysts and all that, I didn't feel like one. I just was like, well, fluke, I don't know. I have imposter syndrome, so I just didn't, you know, I didn't have any hopes for anything. And then when after I had a tough match against Laura Siegman in the first round, I was like, well, I'm happy to get out of the first round. And I had a lot of tough matches that week at US Open, or 2 weeks, so I can't say that I confidently that I felt like I was going to win that tournament literally until I was in the final. And that's when I felt like, when I woke up in the final, or to the day to play the final, I just felt like no matter what had happened, I wasn't going to lose that day. And it was a weird feeling to have, but I just felt it. And then what was the second question? Oh, the one to win. US Open was always the main one I wanted to win just because it's in my home country. So I'm going to go with French Open just because Paris is my favorite city. I've been coming to France since I was 10 years old, so it's almost like a second home. So I'm going to go with French Open. All right, thank you very much. Thanks.